I'm so sorry we are out of time. I will have Victoria call you this week, and we'll see if you got some letters from some of these nice men. But you're charming and wonderful, and I hope you meet a terrific guy. You deserve to have that lovely family that you want so much.
Thank you. I believe in it.
I believe in it also. So I will let you go back to work with your students, but we'll talk to you this week, okay?
Okay. Goodbye.
Guys, I'll be right back. Большое спасибо. До свидания, Юлия.
До свидания. Огромное, пожалуйста.
Well, how about that, guys? What a nice call. I'm so sorry. It was only about a 35-minute conversation that we had with her. That was a fast 35 minutes, though, wasn't it? It went by very, very quickly. But despite that, what a terrific girl we've just talked to. I love this girl. I really do. And I know you guys do, too. We heard a lot of very, very interesting things from her. Now, you guys know that I ask specific questions to get her to tell me some of the things that I've told you, things I wrote in my book, things that we talk about all the time, because obviously hearing it from me is one thing, but hearing it directly from the women reinforces, you know, a lot of what we talk about. And I know that that helps you emotionally take a step forward in this process, because we chip away at some of that doubt that we have about why these women are here and what this process is all about. So, you know, you heard a lot of the things that I heard. She's only 23, too. That's the thing that's really kind of incredible. But she talked a lot about, you know, Ukrainian men, Russian men. It was interesting. She said half of them are alcoholics. They can't find good work. She said it's not really their fault. It's our stupid government and politics that makes it hard for them. So many of them have nothing to do but, you know, to become alcoholics. They're upset with their lives. They're frustrated. And alcoholism is their escape. That's absolutely true in this culture. And again, it's not all their fault. Not at all. It's just sad that there aren't more opportunities even today and with all the positive changes that have come in Ukraine and Russia. And she said the other half are kind of the other end of the spectrum. They're successful. They have money. They have success. So they treat their women terribly. They're very proud. They have very conceited attitudes toward women. She said that you know, they can say very terrible and hurtful things and do whatever they want. She said that she was with such a man for some time. She tried to live with a guy. He had no respect for her whatsoever. He expected her to stay home, have no life, stay in the kitchen. Just amazing, isn't it? And what did she say? He finally said to her, they were living together. He went and got another girlfriend while they were living together. And he said something to her like, who are you to me? You are not my wife. Can you imagine? Just incredible, the stuff that we hear. And so she works as a teacher of English. What she was saying is that she works as a teacher of English during the normal school year. In the summertime, she has students on kind of a private level. She has 22 students right now, and most of them are young, that she is tutoring in English. And she works very, very long days, very, very hard days, and at night she said she's so exhausted, and she lives with her family. She comes home. She said she has no opportunity to go out and maintain friendships, and so she generally stays at home and prepares all of her meals with her mother, and her mother has taught her to cook very many nice things. I really like this girl, guys. I really do. She said she wants a man who sees her as a woman, a man who respects a woman. I know we're all capable of that, right? She definitely wanted children. Very interesting that she's quite open on age. And I felt, guys, you know, at the age of 23, she's already had an experience that a lot of these women at 23 don't have. But, you know, she's had that one experience where she thought she found the guy, and the guy was a local guy, and he treated her terribly. And terribly enough, apparently, for her to write off all other men in her city. And she said, you know, I'm going to reach out and meet somebody from another country. In the beginning, you heard her say, it's not just America. It could be any foreign country as long as he's a nice guy, right? She's just looking for that faithful husband to create that loving family with. Two things I want to point out that were very subtle, that I thought were very cute. One of them was when I was just asking her, so you've met other people from foreign countries through your friends who own businesses and have hired you as an interpreter. She said, well, yes, I've met other men, but I was just their interpreter. She was very quick to point out to us that there were no love interests there and she wasn't seeking a husband there. She just was conducting, you know, basically interpreting duties. I thought that was very ladylike and very proper and very cute. And then later on, We were talking about something, and she said, you know, I really just need one man, and if I can find one man, I'll be perfectly happy. I won't need to look anywhere else. You know, we always wonder, I suppose, if these women are going to come here and then meet other men somewhere, presumably, and be more interested in them than they are in us. And I love hearing these women reinforce how important it is to them to not treat someone the way they have been treated, but to find that beautiful, happy, strong, committed, faithful, monogamous marriage. Great conversation. It was short, but it was very, very cool. So, guys, this is the point where I ask all of you to get your keyboards out and write to this girl. I know some of you really like this girl, and, man, I hope you'll exchange letters with her. She obviously can speak English, and I'm sure she'll write back to you as soon as she can. She has a full schedule and may not be able to write really long letters, at least not at first, but I would absolutely encourage you guys to reach out to this girl if you liked her. I think she's a gem. Sumy is a beautiful city, the bonus city on the tour coming up in October to Kharkov, and I just thought she was terrific. So I hope you'll reach out to her. I hope you'll have a chance to get to know her. And again, guys, if you make contact with this girl and she writes you back, and just let me know. I will be incredibly happy to know that somebody has established contact with this girl.